This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right, so I got the news that my daughter has another double ear infection. So I just wanted to start the episode out by saying, get well soon, sweet pea. Daddy loves you, and I'm going to see you soon. But just understand that this is no excuse. I know you can hear me. Hi, Rhapsody.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is this still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When's ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn.
For no reason, a chick could drop a pencil and go, oh, oh, Jesus, just to bend down to get the shit to show cleavage. Why can't I just ask a nigga for his number like we do, y'all? I tell you, women don't know how to flirt, and the ones that's bad, they don't even gotta work. That's real shit.
I see it all the time, anytime I shine. I'm just acknowledging, but I'm not trying to play y'all.
This is it.
What?
Bad bitches can't flirt good for shit. This is it.
What?
They used to me coming out the dick real quick.
Like, this is it. I just wanted to start this episode with something that I think me and my guests could probably agree on, since we may disagree for the rest of the episode. But yeah, women can't flirt for shit. Would you agree? Before I introduce you, would you agree with that concept, sir?
For the most part, I think that's true.
All right. You probably get flirted with more than I do, so I needed to get somebody who had a more accurate feel of the situation. I'm out of that game. But anyway, welcome to another episode of What Is TWS Podcast. I am Jay Flan, representing the White Pants Society, and I thank you for tuning in. Let's see, I do have a special guest with me, and before we get started, dude, you got a shirt on?
Yeah, man.
All right. We needed to set the guidelines early. You know, I'm tired of scrolling through my timeline on Instagram or whatever, and then I run across one of these pictures. You're about to get blocked, dude. I'm just saying.
My bad.
Well, yeah, rules on this show is you must wear a shirt. Much appreciated.
I got you.
But yeah, I want to welcome my guests. Are we going to go by Atari? We still running with Atari? Or what is
yeah, let's keep that.
Let's go with it. All right. So if you follow the show at all, you may remember Atari from we had a discussion during the Kanye fiasco. I have him on the show to represent the youthful opinion that I don't understand, but you're getting up there now, though. We're not that far apart, though.
Yeah, man, I'm getting old.
You getting old? Right. Do you feel old school yet, or you still, like, have you made that transition to, like, your shit is old school and it's new school coming up behind you?
Well, I definitely feel like mine is old school, but I still appreciate some of the newer music that's coming out. I think I'm becoming old because a lot of it's starting to sound the same. So maybe that means I'm getting old.
Yeah, I think that's the first sign when it just all starts to blend. Like, it sounds like it's the same beat. You can't keep up with the artist names. There's too many little whatever. So, you know, like, I think that was the first sign with me that I was getting old. Like, I have no idea who anybody is. People start, like, mentioning songs and songs that's like hot. They like the most poppin' song in the streets, and I have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's too many people to check for. I mean, I have a few that I just, you know, I grasp onto, but I don't really check them more than that.
All right, so who are your artists right now? Like, if you had to pick like three that's in heavy rotation for you, who would that be?
I like Lil Baby. I like him.
I think I've heard.
I like Coat. Yeah, he's okay. He's fire a little bit. I like Kodak. Kodak, that's my guy.
You still making music?
Yeah. Hey, you know.
I thought you was locked up or something. Huh?
And I guess, right now, I guess DaBaby. So there's DaBaby and Lil Baby.
Okay, all right.
They both made my. Yeah.
All right, so that's where I'm already fucked up. Because when you said Lil Baby, I thought that was the dude. So I think I know DaBaby, because he's Dreamville, right? He with Cole and them, right? Or no, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know who nobody is no more, man.
They all from the South.
I tried. I did. I gave it a good try.
Oh, Young Dolph, he on there too. I like Dolph.
Yeah, no idea. I'm all right, but what I definitely wanted to have you on to talk about is like I was amazed. Like I say, I don't really pay attention to a lot of music. Like if anything, I'm probably discovering artists that have been out forever, like been making music forever, that I just never paid attention to, and now I'm catching on to their music, like Sky Zoo and a few other folks. But then I ran across this new rap beef, and like this is the most fun I had with music in a long time, just listening to these two dudes go back and forth. And I'm referring to the beef between Dame Dolla and is it Shaq Fu? What is he? I don't know. Is he Shazam?
I don't know.
Okay, something like that. But yeah, Damian Lillard of the NBA, of the Portland Trail Blazers, and Shaq of TNT and Icy Hot or whatever, they beefing right now. So I guess it started with somebody. I think Dame was on Rap Radar, like trying to establish himself as a legitimate rapper, and they asked him if he thought he was better than Shaq. And let's see, I think I have, because the first diss that Shaq released, he used the clip from that. So let me see if I got it real quick.
You got better music than Shaq?
I think I rap better than Shaq. People weren't looking at it like it's a real rapper. It was like, that's Shaq rapping.
All right, so that's basically, I guess, the clip that started the whole beef. Is Dame saying that he was better than Shaq, and he just felt like nobody took Shaq seriously as a rapper. He was just Shaq rapping. Do you remember Shaq rapping at all? Like, I'm saying it like you that much younger than me, but
yeah, I remember Shaq. Shaq used to, you know, he's not shy. You know, every time somebody gave him the opportunity to rap, he would.
Yeah,
I think I remember him around the time Kobe snitched on him. Didn't he hop on the stage and freestyle about that?
Yeah, he had that whole Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. But dude, do you remember like back when he was with like Foo Schnickens? He had a song called "What's Up, Doc?" Like, can we rock?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up? Yeah, I remember that. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think I took him serious. I mean, he was like rapping with some actual rappers back then, but I don't know if I ever took him, because it was at the same time he was like becoming a rapper. He was also in a video game as a martial artist, and he was like Shaq Fu and Shazam.
Yeah,
like
Shaq Fu was the shit.
Yeah, okay, if you say so.
Shaq Fu, I was a kid when that came out, so I didn't know no better. Shaq Fu was the shit to me.
Okay, you remember Shazam? When he played the movie where he played the genie or something, he was like a big ass.
Yeah, that's Shazam.
Yeah. So all that was happening at the same time. So it was kind of hard to take him serious as a rapper to me. Like he was happening to be rapping at the same time he was a genie, and I don't think you can pull off that. Like that's just my opinion. So anyway,
wasn't he still too?
Yeah, he was still. He was like a superhero with gadgets and shit. Like, yeah, he did a lot of. I mean, in terms of money made, you got to think Shaq is sitting on quite a bit. Like all the movies, the contracts, you know, Icy Hot. What is it, the insurance drink that he does?
Didn't he have a Snickers commercial one time?
I'm pretty sure it's a food item. He's endorsed it at some point.
What, did he have a commercial where he sat in his car and dropped the top and his head went through the top?
I can't put it past. I don't remember these things, but just knowing Shaq, it sounded like some dumb shit he would do.
I vividly remember that commercial. And then he drove down the street with his head poking out.
It definitely sounds like a Shaq move. Definitely sounds like a Shaq move. So, all right. So, Damian made his little comment, and then Shaq put out the freestyle. Let me see. I'm going to play a couple more bars from it. Let's see if he gets to actually spit in this one.
That's Dame rap. The daddy has to come out of retirement and spank one of these
coming out of retirement.
Now it's time to be disciplined. It's time to put up that belt and whoop a little ass.
I say he should have known you got to get to the bar sooner than that. It's too much talk about spanking people.
Yeah. whoop a little ass.
Whoop a little ass. And it does, and it sounds like it sounds like it was recorded in like a bathtub or something. Like it don't. It does. It sounds like I guess he wasn't taking it seriously. Like, you know, he heard a little comment. He thought he had some fun real quick and put out something showing Dame that he was a legit rapper.
Isn't this the one he did on the Joe Budden podcast?
Or was that with this? I say I haven't even followed the history. I just started looking up the tracks. He did this live on the Joe Budden podcast.
I'm not sure how exactly it was done, but I know one of them he did on a Joe Budden podcast. So, you know, that's probably the whole feel that he wanted anyway, you know, the basement.
The basement.
You know,
like,
I don't know.
Like, yeah, like I'm not even trying. This ain't nothing I put together. It's just some on the spur of the moment type shit in the Joe Budden podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Go
ahead.
I think this was the one he did for Joe Budden.
This was the one he did on. All right, so I'm catching up with some of the history. And it was, I mean, for what it was all right. Well, I mean, what did you think of the Shaq freestyle? The first Dame shot. Hold on, shots fired.
You know what? I was kind of impressed. I mean, you know, he had an old school flow because that's his generation.
Yeah.
But he did a whole lot better than what I thought. I was expecting it to be, you know, trash, but he had some bars.
And I think what Shaq gets that so far I haven't heard from Dame Dolla. Man.
That's terrible.
I could have sworn he was talking about Dame Dash the first time I heard that name. Like, I thought Dame Dash was rebranding himself or something, but that's actually Damian Lillard. But I think he gets the comedic side of it. Like, in his battle raps, like I clearly think so far that Dame is the better rapper. Like, Dame is clearly the better rapper. He's technical.
Oh, hands down.
He got the better flow. He got punchlines. His punchlines are just too deep somehow for battle rap. Like, I get some of his punchlines, like, an hour later. I'm like, you know. And Shaq just says, like, immediately stupid, funny stuff that you already, like, I don't know. I don't know if this is the one where he calls him a queef. I don't think it's this one. I think it's the second one.
No, that was the second one. That was kind of disrespectful.
Yeah, man, they are not throwing light jabs. They are not throwing light jabs in this one. Like, this is not, like, two dudes, you know, slap boxing. Like, they is legitimately going for the throat on these joints. Like, this is, let me see. All right, so Dame responded. I think he had the rain go away. Let me get a little bit of this one. So you can already tell, like,
Dollar,
you know, production quality went up.
He say
the
gun right.
Come for his body. Platinum because he bought the copies. Should have just passed me the torch.
Platinum because he bought the copies.
Like, I feel the tank up with diesel. You jealous of me and I see you. Because on this day, originals just can't fuck with this sequel. I'm new.
See, I like this. He got the better flow. He's definitely the better technical rapper, better skilled rapper. It's just something. I don't know if this is like the old school in me that's going with Shaq. Shaq just stupid. Like, he was built for battle rap. Like, he was built to just say. And you can imagine them standing next to each other. Like, he just big and dumb look. I'm sorry, Shaq.
Right.
He just big and dumb
looking. Yeah, no, yeah.
And then he say some shit, and you just, it's going to hit harder. You know, Dame is too cool. Dame, this was my problem when I tried to rap. I tried to be too cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Dame, to me, his style come across is just too, he too relaxed. He's saying, he throwing daggers, but there's no punch behind him. There's no, like, I don't know. I don't feel
he tried
like
to,
this.
I mean, like you said, he is clearly the better rapper, but, I mean, it's just, he's trying, it almost is like he's trying too hard.
Yeah.
You know? To make every bar like hit. I mean, there's no problem with that, but every bar doesn't hit well.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem.
Yes,
but he says some stuff too. He has bars. He does have some bars. I can't take it.
He definitely got bars in here. Let me skip forward a little bit, see if we can catch something.
Gonna meet Medusa. Don't know if I address you as Shaq or Shaq Fu. Your old head can't see me. He blinded. Slick Rick the ruler. Pride all in the way and you know.
Yeah, I ain't get that one. Old head can't see me. He blinded. Okay, I guess the eye patch. That's too hard. Like, I had to do too much thinking. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you got to think that hard on the punchline, it don't hit.
Yeah.
Like, Shaq. So
right.
They just hit. Like, okay, we got to go back to Shaq then, because, man.
Yeah.
Dame is nice.
Dame did have this one bar that kind of, I don't know if he was, Shaq likes to refer to himself as the GOAT. So he had this one bar where he said, "New school got new hits, Space Jam not blue chips." I thought that was a nice bar right there.
That's a good bar. But then again,
I thought that was a nice bar.
You gotta, like, you either gotta know, you know, that Shaq did the Blue Chips movie, and I guess Dame's gonna be a part of the new Space Jam drink or something.
Right.
Like, it take too much thought. My mother used to say to me, when I used to talk to her about rap music, like, I'd be trying to tell her, like, you know, bars and stuff and, like, these metaphors. And she's like, "I don't listen to music to think." And that shit used to piss me off. Like, I used to think that was some real ignorant stuff to say. But now, like, I'm feeling the same way. Like, damn. Like, I ain't trying to think this hard. Like, I just want to be entertained real quick.
Right.
You got to get to the point. But, yeah, he definitely got bars. So, let's see. And Shaq came back with this second round knockout. Now, he, number one, loses points for using the title from that Cannabis joint, because Cannabis lost that battle, and he was the better rapper, if you ask me, between Cannabis and LL, but he lost that battle.
Oh, yeah.
And he lost it mainly because he put Mike Tyson on the track. Like, whenever you try to use Mike Tyson to make your point, you already fucking up. Man. Like, that was his mistake.
He just, like, Mike, man, you can't have a voice like that. And try to scare me. Like, like, I would have to physically see you, Mike Tyson. I mean, like, no disrespect, Mike. If he somehow hears this and find out where I live, I swear to God, Mike, I don't mean nothing by it. But you just don't sound like you fight.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You can't say gangster shit with a lisp. Like, that shit just don't.
And he has absolutely zero bass in his voice.
Right. I definitely think that's where Cannabis lost that battle. And just by choosing that as the title to your comeback track, you know, I was giving him the L off top just for that. But then I played it.
Oh, man.
And, he come through with some bars. This is the Queef song. And that is forever going to go down to me as, like, an uncomeback-frommable diss. Like, if a dude calls you a queef, it's no more bars. Y'all got to fight. Is it?
You have to fight.
You got to meet somewhere and scrap.
I think he won the battle off that.
Yeah. Off that and the other line where he says something about he can see the tampon string hanging from your short. Like,
yeah,
these is not light jabs. They is going. But then
Then he called himself the Lord of the Rings. I'm like, come on, man. Like, what do you... you can't come back. What are you going to say?
And then go ahead.
Told him he was crying about the All-Star votes. I was like, wow. Like, this is, that's battle rap right there. Dame, he was just, I don't know, he was getting kind of personal because he was like, Kobe won you those rings, and then in Miami, Flash got him for you. I mean... Yeah, but he still got four, though, you know?
And I think that was Shaq's comeback. It was like, you made me laugh with the Kobe line, but, nigga, I still won. I still won. And I was a three-time MVP. Like,
three-time. Okay, can we address that bar right there, please?
All right.
What the hell is a trilogy?
A trilogy? Yeah, all right, Shaq. But, again, it fits with the Shaq dumbness. Like, it just fits. Because he don't seem that bright. And so trilogy sound like a word that is in his vocabulary. So this can't be the first time he used it. I know this can't be the first time he used it.
The trilogy.
I guarantee you he's been bragging about his trilogy for like...
Oh, well, my God.
A decade now. Trilogy.
Man.
It's going to be on Urban Dictionary tomorrow, I bet
you. Yeah, watch. And then he's going to make more money off of that.
More money. He got to have one. I like how Dame, because he was, you know, Shaq threw a couple jabs at Dame talking about his max contract. And it's one thing when you say max contract, you know, like if you don't address how much money a max contract is, it's easy to be
That's a lot of money.
Then when Dame was like, yeah, that 250 was crispy, like 250 mil.
Million dollars.
Guaranteed. He could break his leg tomorrow, and that's his money.
Yeah.
He could quit, but be a rapper.
Right. But also, Shaq can laugh at that because, I mean, how many times has he made $250 million?
Right. Now, he never had he never had no contract for that amount.
No, but I mean, you know, he's got, like you said, Icy Hot. He's got, do you remember that one episode of, what is he on, Inside the NBA?
Yeah.
And they had the still shot of him. And he had on like this white shirt, and they just stuck all the logos from every fucking thing that he whored himself out to. And then they put a cap on, and then the cap was full of like logos too. I mean, it's just like, come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, he's
on
Shaq.
Top of getting, yeah, like that Shaq, man. Yeah, he said, I'm trying to get a bill, give a fuck about a dollar. He probably is a billionaire.
Yep, he did. He did throw that one in there. And I will say this, like, I knew Dame was getting into rap, and I really had no interest in checking him out until this shit. Like,
no.
This is the first time I decided to listen to Dame Dollar rap. And while I am impressed, and I may look into more of his music, I probably would have never looked into his music had it not been for this battle.
Right.
But I got to get into the second. I got to play a little bit of the second round knockout because I do like. Like, this to me is what made it, like, a old school versus new school battle. Because I can't remember the beat that the first one was made off of, but this second one is clearly, you know, the Puff Daddy, what the fuck is the name of this song? I can't even remember the Victory joint off Puff's first album. So it takes me back. Like, that was a time for me. So when I heard this joint, I was already with him. Like, all right, we going here.
Mm-hmm.
So hold on, here we go. If my laptop gonna work.
One.
Got the Biggie in the background.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Check me out right here, yo.
Not again. Yo, the sun gon' shine forever. On my statues and retired jerseys, I'ma live forever. Better now or never. Kill Damon, my pleasure. We see you lose every year. Nobody do it better. Yeah.
All right, the flow is completely whack, but what he's saying is true. Off the jerseys and shit, he ain't gonna never have to worry about money ever again in life. And I can't say that Dame is probably set, not set like Shaq, but he's set. You got two billionaires talking to each other about money. Like, oh, not billionaires.
If you blow
2 millionaires,
if you somehow blow, if he somehow blows $250 million, he deserves to be slapped in the face repeatedly. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. I'm pretty sure his ex-wife is Shawnee. Is that his ex-wife, Shawnee? I don't know why that name.
No, I'm talking about Dame.
Oh, you talking about Dame?
Off the
max contract. Yeah, you can't blow that money. Okay.
Oh, but then he fired shots about Shawnee too. he said he cutting checks and his baby mother sponsoring side niggas. I was like, wow, that was kind of personal.
we might have
to fight off that.
That's what I'm saying. These are not light jabs. Like the way they going at each other. You got to see you. We got to meet. Like we got to see each other now. Like there's no more talking about this. Like there's no coming back from these lines. But I think then Shaq had the dream where he was like he said like his ex-wives make more money than most of these dudes or something like that.
Yeah, that's. Probably
kind of
true.
Yeah, it's facts. and when you can say stuff like that, like it's like your bars can be a little weak, but yeah, his ex-wives make more than most of you do. Like,
yeah.
More than me. I got to just eat that one. But, all right. So then let's see. All right. So Shaq did the second round knockout. And then I think this was the last one. Dame, not to be left out. He did the I Rest My Case. Which is again, you can hear the difference immediately. Like it's, he went in the studio, he got a producer, somebody made this beat. I don't know if it's a beat from another song that's out because I don't know nothing about current songs, but I mean, you can hear the difference.
We got Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless and all these sports people talking about championships and basketball. This is rap.
This is
y'all
rap.
Y'all jurisdiction. You can't save them. He easy working, he know it, but fans ride you. I know you know when niggas really love you, they a lie too. And it hit different when pressure really apply, fool. Goofy cutting checks and his BM sponsoring side dudes.
There you go.
That was kind of a gut punch right there. Like, ooh.
But that's what, but the difference to me is Shaq know how to deliver the joints where they hit. Like that one, that's a punch you don't feel till 2 days later because you ain't even catch the bar. Like it just went. It just, yeah. You know. Like I don't know how you teach that. Like if you in battle raps, you gotta punctuate these. Like you gotta the jab is got, you gotta, they gotta see the jab. It can't be that fast. You don't even know you got
right,
hit.
Right.
Like, I don't, you know.
So if I gotta get on Shaq about the trilogy book, whatever that meant.
Yeah.
I have a question about something Dame said in that song right there. He says, "Run up on a wolf because I got the texture of sheep." Now,
yeah, I'm not getting. I don't get that.
Huh?
I don't get that at all.
I don't want to refer to myself as having a texture of sheep. Are sheep soft?
They soft.
And don't they get eaten?
By wolves. It don't sound like a good move.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know what he was trying to do with that one. Maybe it'll hit me a day later, like you said.
It's just too much thinking, man. Shaq.
Yeah, said, you know, like
when Shaq say we see the tampon string hanging from your shorts, I don't really have to do that much dissecting to figure out what he was saying.
And he's calling you a pussy,
pretty much.
After, how many? And then he said, "What do you say?" You just a pussy talking while I'm hitting. Call it a queef. That was funny. That was funny,
yeah.
And disrespectful,
and extremely disrespectful.
I'm sorry. Am I allowed to say that word? Is that word okay?
You know what's really got me confused about this whole beef is how these dudes are gonna like. Well, at least Shaq. Like, how does he exist as a public figure after this? Like. You would think it might be some backlash from women and shit, like with some of the, you know, some of the bars that he said. And then Dame had the whole thing where he was like, what did he say? Like, gift bags come out every time you get horny or some shit like that. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
The disrespect.
But then how do you like, I'm surprised the Trailblazers haven't put out a statement like, we don't condone content.
Right.
Because they, I mean, they went there with a couple bars, and they, you know.
I think they did.
Dame said something about not being able to tell the difference between Shaq and Lisa Leslie. Like, it was some real disrespectful things being said. And it's crazy that we get this battle from two NBA dudes. Like, two
That's kind of crazy. Like, I think Shaq. His content was a little better because he has a lot more time on his hands.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, true.
But Dame's production might have been better because he's probably spent more money than Shaq did on this.
I get the feeling Dame got in-house studio, probably got a dude to just sit in there all day making beats, just waiting.
Right.
You know, Shaq don't really do this anymore like that.
Yeah. It's kind of like Ice Cube trying to beef with, like, Nipsey, R.I.P. You know what I mean? Like, Nipsey Slow is going to sound way more modern.
Yeah.
But, well, I can't even use Nipsey because he was a real intellectual dude. So, this is like Mos Def trying to beef with, like, A$AP Rocky or something like that. At 2 New York, you know what I mean?
You know what it reminds me of when I was listening to it? It reminds me of the Drake Pusha T situation. Because honestly, when I listen to the songs that they put out, Drake's diss was a better song. Like his flow was better. He was doing his Drake shit. He had his bars up. Push won because he had the better diss. Like he had the better reveal or whatever, like him putting out the whole thing about him not having the kid. Like, the song is not, that's not Pusha T at his best. That is not Pusha T being the lyricist that we know him to be. But he got to throw out the biggest jab. And so all that, like, technical work that went into Drake joint, like, it just didn't matter because he didn't have a big enough scandal to pull out his, you know, like, that's what this kind of reminds me of.
I think Drake lost because he's way more relevant and he's more in the spotlight than Pusha T is right now. So his life is more exposed than Pusha T. So he really didn't even have a lot of ammo to go, you know what I mean? To go into that world.
I mean, you know, I think Pusha was on the Joe Budden. Joe Budden be getting all the scoops, but Pusha was on the Joe Budden podcast saying that, like, they were aware of people from Drake's camp, like, trying to pay people, like, 10 grand, you know, for dirt and stuff. I don't know if it was 10, it might have been more than that. They was trying to pay, they was reaching out to people paying for information and couldn't get nothing.
Oh, man.
So Push was like, yeah, my, you know, my stuff is out there. If you want to say something about me, you know, whatever I've done, I stand behind it. But it ain't nothing to find. Like, Drake just seemed to have
Push has dirt. Push has dirt, but Drake is not the kind of rapper that would unearth that. You know what I mean? It's, like, you know, Push is supposed to be into the little gangster life a little bit.
Yeah.
So if Drake was that kind of rapper, then he probably could find something like that on Pusha T. But I think being that he's not that type of guy, like, he destroyed Meek Mill. Like,
yeah, but that one was
destroyed Meek Mill.
That was bars, and then, like you said, like, Meek's personal life was in the public at that
time. It's in the public.
The whole shit with him and Nicki and all that, like. Yeah, all that shit was public. That was easy pickings. Like, you ain't had to dig for that. So, yeah, I get what
you're saying. If you want to go get dirt on Pusha T, you got to go to Virginia.
Right.
You got to go to Portsmouth. You got to find where he is and find somebody that don't like him enough to give you that type of information. But I don't know, man.
But, that, I mean, just from that aspect of, like, bar for bar, I think Drake won that battle. But he didn't have he didn't have the same ammunition.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Push one. So that's what this one is like to me. Like, if we're going bar for bar, Dame killed him.
But if we Dame won, yeah, but
if we going punchline for punchline, you know,
Shaq
had too many haymakers. He was killing them.
Shaq definitely has it.
And you could just see his big dumb ass swinging them haymakers. Like, that's all I can visualize it. I'm sorry, I didn't call Shaq dumb like 30 times already.
Because he is, man. Like, there's YouTube videos where people like playing pranks on Shaq teammates. You know what I'm saying? Like, little guys, like, making him look silly. He's mad trying to catch him, and he can't.
My favorite joke was that joke when Kevin Hart was like, "This is my impression of Shaq falling," and he does like that.
Yes.
I'm going down. Yeah. Take like 5 minutes to fall.
The LeBron running over my stick.
Man, so that, I mean, so,
but now Dame has some bars. Like, the one, my favorite. Well, I don't know my favorite. Dame said, "I'd never run from the smoke. I'm the type to climb up the chimney." I like that. That was kind of clever.
And then he flipped the whole thing. Kind of clever. I think Shaq said something about him being, and that show you how rich these niggas is. Like, Shaq's diss was that he's a high-end Ferrari and Dame was a barely charged Tesla. Like, we still talking about like $180,000. Like, that's a diss. Like, I'm a Tesla. Like, I wish a nigga would diss me.
Right.
Like, I'm not a Honda. I'm a Tesla, my nigga.
How about Tesla? Okay.
And then Dane flipped the joint and was like, "You already said I'm a Tesla. I don't need diesel gas." I was like, "All right, I like that."
Right. That was I like that.
Just like Miami didn't need like diesel's ass. Like, hey, that was nice. I like that.
Man,
he's sharp. He's sharp, but he is. He just didn't land the haymakers though.
Nah, he didn't. He was jabbing.
He jabbed the shit out.
He was Floyd Mayweather and Shaq like George Foreman is a.
That's the perfect visual analogy. Because I could just see George Foreman slow down. But like, you done seen too many fights where George Foreman was getting two-piece the fuck up. Like, he was getting right. jabbed like crazy, and he just caught him with that one at the right time, and the fight is over. Mm-hmm.
Right. Punching through everything.
Right. And then George Foreman forever for the rest of his life don't sound right. Right. But he wins the fights, though. I think George Foreman probably has used the word trilogy at some point in his life, too.
Trilogy.
I might have to change the title to this episode. I might have to fit trilogy in there somewhere. I don't even know how to spell trilogy.
I got to ask Siri what that means.
Trilogy. All right, so while I still got you on the show, I wanted to try out a game. I haven't played in a while since, you know, Rich hasn't been on the show with me. But I did want to try out a round of Guess the Ethnicity. Are you up for that?
Of course.
All right, so here we go. Let's... The world's most poppinest game show, Guess the Ethnicity. I can't even say this shit right. Let's try it again. The most poppinest game show, Guess the Ethnicity. All right, so I have adapted the rules of the show a little bit. I'm going to give you, like, the headline, and then we'll see how many clues it takes for you to guess. All right, so... Okay. Let me see. I'm going to go. This was the one. I was saving this for a special occasion, but you on the show. So that's a special occasion. And you're wearing a shirt, so it's a special occasion. All right.
I appreciate that.
All right. So the headline here is Sheboygan Cereal Toilet Clogger. All right. So just off the headline, somebody in Sheboygan, Cereal Toilet Clogger. All right. So we narrowing it down to white, non-white. You can get gutsy if you want to and try to guess the ethnicity even further in there, but we give you points strictly off white, non-white. Just based off Sheboygan toilet. Damn it, that's a fucking tongue twister. Sheboygan toilet right. clogger.
That's bars right there.
Would you go white, non-white?
Sheboygan. That sound like what Tommy Davidson used to say.
Yeah, when he was doing the Sammy Davis impression.
Yeah. See, I told you, man, I'm getting up there.
You showing your age? Appreciate that.
Sheboygan. Cereal toilet clogger. So this is what you do.
He got a rep for clogging toilets. Yeah.
Clogging toilets.
His name rings in them streets for clogging toilets.
Man. Sheboygan, that is a tongue twister. Sheboygan cereal toilet clogger.
I'll give you some more information first. All right. So, this dude is 35 years old. He was clogging toilets in women's bathrooms using plastic bottles. They're saying he was charged with 12 counts. They're saying it was $200 in damage per toilet.
What the fuck?
Is that enough to get you?
You can't be black doing that, man. You just can't. You can't be black doing that. Right, that's my final answer.
Your final answer?
That's my final answer. All
right, you good at this one, man. All right, he is white. Patrick D. Beeman. 35-year-old Sheboygan man was convicted of being a serial toilet clogger. According to the complaint, Beeman told police he gets urges to do odd things like look for bottles and garbage and plug toilets. He has stopped plugging toilets when he heard that the police were investigating him.
Now, is Sheboygan?
I was trying to... I don't even know where Sheboygan is. Like, it just feels like pick a predominantly white state, and yeah, Sheboygan is there. Like, I don't know.
See, yeah, that's how I guess it, because like that don't even sound like no black people are there.
Right, Sheboygan. And you would hate to think that like the one black dude in Sheboygan is clogging toilets. Like, that would have been real fucked up. It's only
the
one.
The fuck is a Sheboygan? Sheboygan. But yeah, no black people live there.
So as far as his sentence for this, the state wanted to give him 30 days in jail and then just probation. But the judge decided he was going to serve 30 days for each count. They didn't lower it to 5 counts. So he went from 12 to 5. But he gets 150 days in jail, a $5,500 fine, and 100 hours of community service. This is what you get for being a serial toilet clogger in Sheboygan.
That's what you get for being a weirdo.
He just said he has the urge to do odd. At least he knows that they are things. And he was able to stop when he thought he might get caught, when the police was investigating his toilet clogger.
Should have left Sheboygan and probably would have got away with it.
And you know how they found him? Because he worked for a temp agency, and his employer knew he had a history of clogging toilets. Like, how the fuck?
So how did he? How do you have a what?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you clog the toilets? Do you really just jam your hand? You have to. Like,
he had to be jamming these plastic bottles. That's gross. That's fucking disgusting.
That is disgusting.
You're going to jam a plastic bottle down. He was going, and then you go in
a public,
in the women's bathroom too.
In a public women's bathroom.
I haven't heard good things about public women's bathrooms. I just haven't.
Now, I'm going to stay away from Sheboygan.
Yeah. So watch out if you're in Sheboygan, they're out there clogging toilets. It ain't the place for you.
That's crazy.
All right. Let's do another. That was too easy. That was too easy. Let's do another one here. All right, this one might be easy too, but we're going to see. All right, so this one, headline is, cops say man asked them to test his meth after he had a violent reaction.
Oh, man.
So this man went to the police. He went to the police asking them to test his meth because something wasn't right. Now, I know off the drug alone where you might go.
Right. You know what? Actually, it's not that easy because I was watching the documentary, and apparently, I mean, I hope we don't get no kickback for this, but Mexicans apparently like meth too.
Yeah, I was going to say something because, I mean, I don't know if you know my history, but I have recently spent a little time in a rehab facility, and I would tell you it is not just a white drug. Like, it's quite a few.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite a few of us on meth. I didn't know meth was popping like that, but it was quite a few. Like, that's almost what everybody was in there for. Like people don't do coke.
That's
no
you
more.
Mean like
they do meth. They don't
you
do
mean like you mean like niggers? Yeah. Niggers like meth?
They on meth.
Oh.
Like nobody do coke no more, heroin, none of that stuff is gone. It is meth. I guess meth is just cheap and it does whatever. I feel like I'm a spokesperson for meth. Like I'm not condoning. We're trying to encourage meth use right now. I'm saying
disclaimer.
I'm just saying it is crossed racial lines. That's all I'm saying. All right. So this man, this happened in Florida. So a Florida man asked the cops to test his meth after he had a violent reaction. Would you go white, non-white?
White, now white, in Florida.
Right. I'll give you some more information here. All right, so.
Yeah, let me get it.
A man who thought he was having a bad reaction to methamphetamine asked deputies to test the drug, saying he wanted to press charges against his dealer. He told detectives he told detectives in the drug unit he wanted the substance tested because he wanted to press charges on a person who sold him the wrong narcotic. Now, he wasn't mad that he got a bad narcotic, that possibly he got a bad batch that gave him a bad reaction. He thought he just didn't get meth, that they gave him something else. And he was pissed that he didn't get the meth that he was promised. And he went to the police with it.
Yeah.
But it's in Florida.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go white on that.
You have to go white. That the final answer or you want some more?
Yeah. Pressing charges. Yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead.
All right. Yeah. But, 2 for 2. 2 for 2. Mr. Peter Kelly, 49-year-old Florida man, did go to the authorities asking them to test his methamphetamine because he felt he was given the wrong drug. The detectives decided to oblige his request and asked him if he would follow them down to the facility where they arrested him and sent him across the street to the jail.
Boy.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just go back to Heisenberg and just tell him it was wrong?
Yeah, tell him it was the wrong man.
Oh, my God. Like, I want the blue shit. I don't want this right here. Yeah. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
I did watch Breaking Bad. And you got to be careful with Heisenberg because he did set some people up, like, that whole joint when he was like, you got one thing wrong. It isn't meth. And he, like, blew up the office with the crystals and shit. Like,
oh, man. Did you see the one where he threw, like, a little piece of rock on the ground because they were trying to strong arm him, and he blew up the whole apartment, and then everybody woke up? Man, that was crazy right there. He was like, look, I got a whole bag of this shit now. I will kill us all.
So that might have been why he was afraid to go back to the dealer and thought the cops was the best choice to get his meth test.
Oh, man.
And it do feel like...
Jesus.
It do ring, like, it just... It has that sense of, like, white privilege to it that somehow you thought you was going to be okay going to the police to ask them about your drugs because you wanted your money back. You wanted to press charges.
Yeah.
And sold me the wrong drug.
He sold me bad, high-powered drugs. Please arrest him.
Man, what? But he actually followed it. Like, they didn't take him right there. Like, he asked them to test the meth. They're like, all right, cool. Come with us to the station. And he drove... He followed the police to the station and then had
they did that on purpose
just to see like how dumb I guess he was going to be. They was having fun. You know, they was having fun.
They did that on purpose.
This probably made their day.
It did.
But
that's hilarious.
He actually did get out on $5,000 bond. I wasn't able to find any news of what happened to him after that. So just goes to show, even if you white enough, if you walk up to the police with drugs, you can still get out.
Yeah. Moral of the story.
You can still get out. One day we'll all be free. All right, man. Let's see. Do I have anything else that I wanted to chat with you about, or are we just going to freestyle it from here? I don't think I do, man. I don't think I do. What's your... All
right, okay, so...
Go ahead.
I got a question for you.
All right.
So being from, you know, the DMV area, how embarrassed are you right now for the Redskins?
Damn.
All
right, I was hoping.
This is terrible.
I was hoping we weren't going to have to do this. It hurts. I don't talk about it much. Like, I normally record my episodes on Sundays, but I record them Sunday morning because I know Sunday afternoon I'm not going to be in the mood to record shit. I'm not going to be feeling that. I'm going to be feeling a certain kind of way. I'm really nervous about this Miami game because...
The Tank Bowl. That's the Tank Bowl right there.
Man, like, if we can't beat the Dolphins, like... And then it's
I don't
not
think
really,
they're going to try.
Yeah, it's not really looking like much hope because we talking about a... You know, we got a new coach.
Tank for Tua.
They putting Case back in. And then that... Like, so now then we're going to have 2020 with Tua, Haskins, and Alex Smith possibly coming back from injury. And we're going to have a whole bunch of dumb shit in the offseason again. To just, it ain't. But I'm a Redskins fan for life. Like, I'm down here in Texas, and I'm talking to my roommates, and they be complaining about, I don't know who to root for. What is the fucking Houston team?
Man, look. Dallas is trash too, so they really can't say nothing because we just dropped them on Sunday. You know I like Green Bay.
I know you like Green Bay, and they gonna be all right. Yeah, they gonna be all right.
Dallas is trash too. I'm really. It's just funny that they thought that they had a shot. Yeah. Like they beat who they beat New York, then they beat some other the Redskins. Then they beat who else? I forgot even who they beat.
I think they got did they get the Dolphins too? I think they played the Dolphins.
I think they did play the Dolphins. But it was like they were so high off that, we're going to the Super Bowl. Then you play New Orleans. New Orleans beat them without even scoring a touchdown.
Yeah, no Drew Brees.
And then no Drew Brees. Like, how do you do that? And then they play us, and it's just like, we really do suck.
I mean, the best like meme or whatever I've seen all week is you can't spell Dallas without back to back L's. Can't do it.
Right. Right. I remember a couple years ago. That is super facts. I remember a couple years ago when Dallas had like a horrible defense and people were just calling them, like, the memes were Alice Cowboys because there's no D in Dallas. But they actually have defense now. I mean, a better defense, but they, I don't know what's going on.
And then I saw all the wanted posters for Aaron Rodgers for, you know, coming in and killing 53 Cowboys.
Yeah.
The man is wanted. But, you know, let's talk about a team that's actually doing something. The Redskins, I don't even play fantasy football no more. Like, I've, you know what I want for DC right now? Because I've become a huge fan of this sport. I want DC to get a Legends of Football League team. And Legends of Football League is the new name for the Lingerie Football League. I've been to like 5 games since I've been here in Austin. It's not just like a glorified strip club. They are playing football. They playing, like, I think you would enjoy it from like a football aspect. And they have they playing. It's serious.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, they hit.
Serious. But yeah, I feel like DC could put together a team. I feel like DMV could put together a team. Like, I think Chicago won last year. I don't know who won. It was either LA or Seattle won this year, I think. But I saw the championship game. Chicago played Austin last year. I saw that Chicago squad, and I could see why they won. I'm like, I think the DMV could rival. I think the DMV could rival that. We could put a team on the field that'd be like unfuckwittable. So I'm trying to get. If you're an investor out there, if you're a money person in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area, let's talk. Like, I think we could do this. I think I. You know what? What is it? RFK or the Armory, whatever. Something could be. We could turn something into a stadium for this shit. Like, it's real.
And it makes money. Yeah, where they have the Stone Soul Picnic.
Yeah.
That could be the stadium, yeah.
The Universal Old Circus. Let's get.
So there's I don't know too much about this, but I'm pretty sure there's like a professional or a semi-professional women's team up here called the DC Divas.
All right. So we need like a real, like the DC Youngins or something like this. Like
some DC shit, right?
Yeah.
DC Youngins.
I think we can do it. I want to see DC get an LFL team before I get into this.
DC.
All right, so two,
Mumbo Sauce.
There you go. And Mumbo Sauce could play. Man, it'd be off the chain. It'd be. It's all coming together, people. If you got the money, let's make it happen. All right, so I got two rapid fire questions for you, and then I'm gonna let you go.
Uh-huh.
One, I just talked to my last guest about the death of the third verse in hip hop. So I think you are probably in that space where you remember when rap songs had a third verse. Do you think the third verse is dead? And if you do, what do you think killed it?
The third verse is definitely dead.
It's dead. R.I.P. third verse.
R.I.P. third verse. All songs used to be like 4 minutes long. Now they're barely 3 minutes. I think what killed the third verse is attention deficit disorder.
All right. That's a thing.
Because look, like, you remember Vine caught people's attention in like 30 seconds.
Yeah. It was like 6 Instagram. Seconds. It was like crazy short. Right?
Yeah. Like dumb. Like you laugh in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Instagram has like the minute clips and they somehow catch your attention in like a minute, 30 seconds or whatever it is. So yeah, I think music has followed suit. I mean, I don't never even thought about that till you just asked me this question, but like I did notice that. Yeah. Like, cause you know, I like Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Okay. And you had to get 3 verses out of them.
You had to get 3 verses and they had double CDs like done.
Yeah.
I mean, like double albums, like they don't even have CDs no more. So I'm aging myself for real.
Somebody Googling CD right now. Like, what is a CD?
Right, you know. But they used to be like 40 songs on Bone Thugs and Harmony CDs. Now you what? You might get 12.
Yeah, Kanye started that whole 7 song CD joint. Like,
yeah, like
7 song.
Because Kanye is from the future, so I don't even.
All right, we gonna discuss. He's from Kanye. The future. another day. That's too much of a topic. I ain't even going to start it on Kanye.
You know what? Kanye is going to be how some colleges have like Tupac class. Yeah. Kanye is going to be in that same air.
That's sad. That's sad. That's really sad. I'm hurt. Like I fear for the youth. Because that is
Kanye's true. He's very intriguing, man. His mind, they're going to dissect his brain when he dies.
I think
he ain't got CTE, but he got something.
I think Kanye would have been Antonio Brown if he was athletic. Like, they the same dude in terms of weirdness and just gall and shit. Like,
what is his problem? What is Antonio Brown's problem?
I recognize mental disorders. Because in his mind, this stuff makes sense. Like, that's what people have to realize. Like, he's not doing this stuff knowing, like, it's stupid and it's crazy. Like, he is doing the mental gymnastics in his head that this seems like the right thing to do. And, like, he feels like he's right and he didn't do nothing wrong. And that's the scary part. But don't think he's crazy. Like, he is crazy. But he thinks he's sane.
That's retarded.
He don't know.
I'm looking at, like, you remember, okay, Le'Veon Bell was kind of going through the same thing. He wanted money, understandable. But Le'Veon Bell, he's just playing. He got his money, now he's playing. We're losing, so what? I'm playing, I'm getting this money. Antonio Brown, what do you wanted your money? They gave you your money. Then you threatened to beat Mike Mayock's ass.
Called him a crack.
Called him all types of racial slurs. And then you threatening women. I don't know what's going on. Something's wrong with that dude.
It is. Something is wrong with
him. He's disappointing.
But I feel like he and Kanye are twins or something. Like, they just in different genres. Like, AB is like the Kanye of football to me. Like,
but I'm not mad at Kanye. I'm not disappointed in Kanye.
You still backing Kanye? You still backing him?
No, I'm not. Look. I never. Okay, so did I say I'm.
I don't know. I'm going to put that on you.
I understood where he was coming from.
Okay.
But some things you just can't express to people. Like, that was the part of your politics that you chose to just kept to yourself. You know what I mean? Like, what he said.
Yeah.
About
we're not going to go
slavery
back.
Being a choice. Yeah, I mean, you could have kept that one to yourself. People don't need to know everything about you.
But again, in his head, in his mind, these seem like the right, like he's doing this for us somehow. Like, this is the right thing to do. In his mind, this all makes sense. And we just not in there with him to see the whole plan. But
Antonio Brown just lost $50 million this year.
$50 million. Just being an
ass. Like, that's crazy.
I can't imagine being in the position where, like, that isn't enough. Like, I've never had $50 million. If you tell me I'm not going to get it, all I got to do to get it is just not be crazy. Like, I just won't talk. I just be a mute. Like, you just would never hear me say shit. Like, I'd be straight on my Marshawn Lynch. I'm just here so I won't get fined. Like, those would be the only words I know. I am Groot out there.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm saying that's what I'd be. I am Groot. Like, anything you ask me, I am Groot. That's all you get.
I am Groot. I am Groot.
Put all kinds of inflection on that and everything. I am Groot. Like, yeah. But that's all you get.
I am Groot.
All right, so Groot, last rapid fire question for you. And this is selfish for me. How many years I'll be 39 this year. I ain't gonna ask you to tell your age, but I don't know how many years apart are we. That is the same as asking you for your
39.
Age.
Yeah, we're about six years apart.
Okay, yeah, so we're not that far apart. All right, so what does vaping look like to you? Like, when you see somebody vaping, what's the thoughts that go through your head?
I was never a fan of vaping. I haven't studied vaping, but to me, like, I'm a word associator.
Gotcha.
So, like, I'll take a word like responsibility and be like, oh, that's your ability to respond in the, you know what I mean?
All right, I like that.
So, like, vaping to me, I immediately associate that word with, like, water vapor, and I'm not about to inhale water directly into my lungs. Like, I think that's not smart.
I got you. That is, to me, that's the original thought. Like, that's not, like, pulled out a headline without reading the article. That's your own take on the subject, and I got to respect that. Now, if you came with some, like, I read this article where they said mice get cancer if you expose them to vitamin E or some shit like that, then I might have had something to say, but I can't knock that. So I see people, you don't have to agree with me, you just disagree mm-hmm. with me based on some shit that's not non-factual. Like, that's his opinion. I gotta take that.
But you know what's funny? I was talking to this girl and she vapes. And I was trying to tell her, I was like, yeah, you need to cut that shit out. She's like, why? It's healthier than smoke. Like, first of all.
Oh, here we go. See, now
it's healthier. What do you mean healthier? Any foreign substance you put in your body is not healthy. Like, what do you?
Right, but she's not saying it's healthy. She's saying if the alternative, yeah, if the alternative for her is smoke. So that's my thing with vaping. Like, if you are not a smoker, I would not encourage you to vape. I had people like that wasn't smokers like try to get me to put like what, you know, man, can I get some equipment from you or what liquid should I buy or whatever. I'm like, nah, if you don't smoke, I wouldn't say pick it up the habit. But if you are a smoker and you looking to get off cigarettes, I would definitely encourage you to vape.
There are things you can do to wean yourself off of cigarettes, though. Like, to say it's healthier is like saying chlamydia is healthier than AIDS. Like,
nah. See, it's maybe 95% healthier. The majority of what's wrong, and this is not me. This is the UK Department of Health. Like, every other country seems to acknowledge this, except for the United States. And in my opinion, that's because the United States is way too tied to tobacco money. We ain't. These are supposed mm-hmm. to be rapid fire questions, though. You pulling me into something?
And that's another reason I think that is they're releasing these new studies because it's taken away from tobacco, and tobacco has a lot of money and everything.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a lot to do with that. But I mean, like I said, if I don't encourage anybody that doesn't smoke to vape, I don't encourage children to vape. I'm all for any kind of legislation that prohibits children from buying it or prohibits it from being sold in places where children might have mm-hmm. access to it. I'm 100% for that. But the whole mm-hmm. idea that this should somehow be legislated out of existence because it's a public health issue is, to me, that's nonsensical and it's not the truth. Like, yo, say what you really feel.
Did you hear that? I don't know what's going on where you are, but up here, beginning on October 1st, they made it so that you got to be 21 to purchase tobacco products now. I don't know. I mean, is that everywhere?
I don't know if that's everywhere. I haven't heard that one yet, but I'm good with that. Like, yep. I definitely believe there are things that adults should have access to that children should not. And if you want to push the age to 21, it's cool with me. I'm 39. Fuck yeah.
So is 18 not an illegal adult no more?
At 39, what I think of an 18-year-old, I don't think an 18-year-old is qualified. But I know 18-year-olds can still go off to war and die, which, like, sucks. So we do need to agree with, like, what 18 means across the line. Like, you can't drink, but you can die. Yeah, I mean, that's a little hypocritical.
You can't even buy a lighter.
Then you can't. Oh, that's right, because that's considered a tobacco product or paraphernalia now under this
law. That's crazy. You can't even buy a lighter. And I'm like, well, if I'm 18 and you send me to war, at least give me a cigarette so I can deal with my stress or something. You know what I mean? I'm not even a cigarette smoker.
Yeah.
But
now, we do
I understand
need,
why.
As a country, we do need to start, like, making sense with how we interpret age. Like, you get 15-year-olds to get charged as adults for crimes, but they can't vape. Like, I think if you old enough to be able to commit a crime to... That you was a thinking adult when you did it. You knew what you was doing. Like, then you know what you're doing with everything else. But I don't agree with that. I don't think a 15-year-old knows what all his decisions, the impact of all his decisions. Therefore, he shouldn't be tried as an adult. And therefore, he shouldn't be able to to purchase tobacco products or alcohol or whatever, and that's why he can't vote. Like, you know, but yeah, we as a country got to start. That's what I'm starting to see is that the stuff they tell you, like the reasoning behind it, is so nonsensical that like I know you a conspiracy theorist, and I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm getting it because the stuff that
don't go down that rabbit hole, man.
The stuff that they tell you makes like the reasoning don't make sense. Because if I try to apply your reasoning from this issue to this issue, they don't make sense. And you all for this, but you all against that. It's like say the real. Just tell me the real thing. Like, what is it? Why do you really hate vaping? Why do you really want shit that like just be real? Like my whole my Jim Jones quote.
Say that then.
Like, whatever it is, though, just say it. Whatever it is. I just don't like being lied to. Like, and I don't like being lied to when it's an obvious lie. Because that to me makes me feel like you think I'm stupid enough to believe it.
And right.
That's what pisses me
off. I hate having to go along with the lie when I know it's not right. You know,
like you just don't feel like having an argument. Like, really?
Right.
Like, it's going to take me more energy to prove to you, like, to get you to admit that shit is stupid. Like, you said it, so I know you, like, partially believe it, and I don't feel like trying to defeat your beliefs right now, so I'm just going to let you have that. But come on.
Right. So I got two questions for you.
All right, let's go.
The first one is, wow. Did you hear that? Who's winning Sunday between the Redskins and the Dolphins?
You really gonna do this? All right.
And the second one is who won between Shaq and Bane?
All right. So I'm gonna take the easy one first. Damn, neither one of them is really easy. I'm gonna go ahead and be an old man and say Shaq won. I'm gonna go old school versus new school, and I'm gonna say Shaq won. But like I said, he won. Because I think he understood the context of the battle better. Like this is what he's built for. He's built for being a comedian and for being funny. And he threw the haymakers and they landed. Like he threw, you know, Dame had all the sharp jabs and he Pacquiao the shit out of that man. But the haymakers came from Shaq. I gotta give him the win. And I'm gonna stick with the old school. He used the victory beat, all that nostalgia. I'm gonna do all that. I'm gonna go with him. I think Dame too new school for me. And then I wouldn't have never listened to Dame if it wouldn't have been for Shaq. So he get another point for that.
Yeah.
As far as the Redskins in Miami, I can't not say the Redskins. Like, I don't feel like there's a way I could sit here and say Miami and then call myself a fan next week. Mm-hmm. But I ain't putting no money on it. But, man, yeah, I definitely want to thank you for coming on and having the conversation with me. I think this has been a dope episode, really dope episode. I hope people enjoy it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'm going to forgive your whole indictment on the Redskin Nation. We're going to be all right.
No, man, no. It's just I want to be a Redskins fan so bad, but I just can't support that level of losing.
It's hard work. It's hard work. I've been putting in work for quite some time. We ain't been good since 92. So hard work. But no, man. Thanks as well. Anything you want to discuss, anytime you want to, you know, visit the show, my platform is your platform. I always have some guesty ethnicities or something that we can run through. But yeah, anything you want to talk about, we could use the point of view. If you want to, if you start doing the fitness Instagram and you got some stuff you want to push, it's a place to do it. I got you. But go ahead and close this episode down. Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Go Pack.
Oh man, did you saw the joint I posted where they was like they was gonna consolidate the league, get rid of two teams and make the Packers and the Tampa Bay Bucks the one team that's gonna be like the Tampax or something like that?
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah. That's not a real thing, is it?
Nah, it's not a real thing, but it'd be nice. I would support it if it was. I backed that.
No, man, don't touch my team. We're good.
All right, but as always, people,
you should be.
Oh, go ahead.
I said you should be a Packer fan.
I like the Packers, but, you know, I'm one of them people that's, you know, if I'm from a city and they got a team, I got to rock with them. I don't know.
I like the Wizkids.
We'll see what they do. Hey, I can't even say that because I don't really rock with the Wizkids like that.
I like the Wizkids, even though, you know, we lose in the first round every year. It's all good.
I got to go check on this Nats game, though. They're playing game 5 right now, so I got to see what's going on with that.
Oh, the Cardinals just advanced. Did you see that?
Did they beat the Braves?
Yes.
All right. So, yeah, I got to go check on it now. I'm acting like I know something about baseball.
I'm trying
to get into it. I'm trying to support them Nats. I do feel bad because I was an Orioles fan growing up, and I just abandoned them. But, yeah, I'm a Nats fan.
They won in 5.
I'm going to take it.
Okay. They won in 5 games.
The Nats won?
The Cardinals. The
Cardinals? All right. Yeah. It was 2 game 5 tonight. It was the Cardinals and the Braves, and then I think the Nats should be playing right now, hopefully, if I got that right. But, yeah, as always, people, be safe and be the light. I'm going to go ahead and rock out for a bit. Hope you rock with me, Atari. This rock out is one of my favorite diss tracks of all time. I believe Joe Budden won. Rock with me. In my brain, this is supposed to be what dreams are made of. But people I don't have the time to hang with always look at me and say the same shit. You promise me you will never change. I just feel like you broke a promise to me. Only hurt because I thought you were being honest with me. So I'm going to try and do this honorably without the sponsoring fee. What's most alarming to me? This is emotional for you. Robust, such as the calm in me. Easy to put off notes and thugs.